Whoa.
Hello, am I speaking with Scott?
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from INS Law, just in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Okay, is now a good time to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, this call is going to take around about 30 minutes, Scott, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through your inquiry with you and the relevant details that we've already got so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to inform you, say that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott, so I've got your first name here as Scott, surname Dornan, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, any middle name, Scott?
Alexander.
Okay, and I've got your email here as scottydornan7@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And what's your date of birth, please, Scott?
It's the 20th of June, 1986.
20th of June, 1986. Okay, and what's your home address, please, sir?
I'm homeless just now.
You're where, sorry?
I'm in a hotel through the homeless at the moment.
Right, okay, sir, that's not a problem. Wait, do you have a registered address for your mail or anything?
No, it used to go to my ex-partner's, or my wee boy's mum's, 19 from Gaelic Crescent.
Okay, would you like me to put that address down for you?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Okay, what was that? It was 19...
from Gaelic Crescent.
Could you potentially spell that for me, please, sir?
I'm spelling it.
Yep, okay, that's fine.
Come on. D-R-U-N.
D-R-U-N, yep.
D-R-U-M for mum.
Oh, yep.
G-E-L-L.
G-E-L-L.
C-O-H.
Oh, perfect. And is that in Livingston?
Yeah, I share.
Yep, okay, perfect, sir. Perfect, Scott. And the best methods of contact for yourself, obviously I've got you on the phone here. Are we okay to send you SMS and email as well?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, perfect, sir. Okay, and is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of, sir? Any terminal illnesses?
What'd you say, sorry?
Is there any terminal illnesses that you need to make me aware of?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
What does that mean?
Basically, if anything was to unfortunately happen to yourself, the awarded amount from the scheme can be donated or given to a family member or a close relative. It's basically like a next of kin kind of type.
I'd say my baby, but if he's only 8, which is something.
Ah, yeah, okay. That's not the problem. What I'll do for the meantime is I'll keep that as a no. And if there's anybody who you do feel like you could, you know, pass on the funds to, you can change it at any time, okay? Is that okay, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay, not a problem, sir.
Sorry.
What was that, sorry?
What did you say this morning?
I just said I'm gonna keep it as no for the meantime, then, and if there is anybody who is over the age of 18 who you can think of, you can always change it by all means.
Hey, I'm sorry, just hold me back, you know? Yeah, because I've just got something through that I'm having to miss it in my hotel.
Yep, okay, what time would you like me to call you back?
Just later on, can you do it at some point?
Yep, okay, I'll give you a call about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, okay, sir, not a problem. I'll talk to you then, Scott.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.